right, welcome back to the Artist Connection Podcast. This is Matt Kasar with today's very special guest, special returning guest, Mr. Douglas Coleman. Welcome back, sir.
Hey, Matt, how are you?
Oh, I'm doing great. It's good to hear your voice again.
Yeah, nice to talk to you, too.
Now, we last spoke in October of last year, of 2014. You were featured on episode 224. So since then, I know you've been very busy recording some new music, but just tell me about what you've been up to. How were the holidays for you? I guess you spent them over in Thailand, correct?
Yeah, I was over here. The holidays aren't quite so significant. I did go out and buy a turkey for Thanksgiving.
Oh, nice. Okay.
I managed to find frozen turkeys, and so I got one and sat here and ate it with my cat and my dog.
Okay.
So that was a lot of fun. For some reason, the Thai people don't like turkey. They won't, you know, I don't want to make a generalization that, but at least the ones that I'm with, they won't eat it.
Really?
So, it was me and the cat and the dog, yeah, well, they loved it. And, so I made the whole turkey. It was so funny to cook an entire turkey dinner for one. You know, I mean, I can remember as a kid going to grandma's house and, you know, there'd be 15 people. And she was cooking the huge turkey with the stuffing and the potatoes and all of
probably
that.
Probably started the day before, started, well, right?
Right, started the night before, exactly, you know, which I did, you know. I left the thing in the refrigerator for 3 days to thaw out, and I did the whole bit. And went online to get recipes for stuffing and, you know, all these different things. And then when it was, you know, working all day on Thursday to cook, when the thing was finally finished at about, I don't know, 3 or 4 o'clock in the afternoon, I was sitting there at the table in my kitchen, and I'm alone, and I get the dog and the cat sitting on the floor looking at me, you know, going, come on, where's this turkey? We've been smelling it all day long. Come on, where is it, you know? And, but it was good, you know, and then I had the leftovers for 2 weeks or so.
Yeah.
So anyway, that was Thanksgiving. Christmas, I didn't do anything because it's not really a holiday here.
Right.
And New Year's was good. Went and saw some fireworks. But as far as music, I'm working with a guy now, which is something new that I haven't done before. A guy I met on through Reverb Nation. And he was looking for somebody who could write melodies and somebody who could write lyrics and somebody who could sing. While he is a great guitar player and he can write these sort of instrumental backtracks, he doesn't do melodies or lyrics or sing.
Right, right.
So it seemed like a nice fit. And when I talked to him, I called him on the phone to talk to him. He's an older guy, and I was really happy. He was, like, really shy to tell me, you know, because we started talking about music and this and that and that. And, you know, I noticed that the people that he was referring to, musicians that he liked and stuff, were of my era,
yeah.
You know. So I said, well, there's no way this guy's 18 or 19 years old. There's no way, you know. Anyways, after we finally got, you know, talking for a long time, I just had to blurt out. I said, come on, tell me how old you are. I want to know. You know, and he says, well, I just turned 62. And I was like, oh, thank God. And he was surprised.
Yeah.
Surprised when I had that reaction. You know, I bet you thought I was going to hang up on him. And he said, really? I said, yeah, you know, I need to work with somebody who is on the same level musically as me. Meaning they grew up listening to the Beatles and to Elton John and, you know, and he's 10 years older than me. So he was, you know, like a real Beatles guy. He would have been a teenager rather than just a little kid.
Yeah, while it was all happening, yeah.
So, yes, I mean, he was there, you know. So I've written two songs that he gave me backtracks for, and he's getting them mixed, and I haven't got the mixes back yet, but I'm anxious to hear them. I think they came out pretty good. It's a little bit different than what I usually do. They're a little more on the countryside, because that's kind of how he writes.
Yeah.
Not real traditional country, not like, you know, Hank Williams, but